what the Lord told me today, yesterday, is kind of going right along with praying, but I'm going to go through the book of Ephesians. I think we just got a series. Ephesians, it's not that long of a book, but it's powerful. Because it's Paul teaching the church how to pray, how to walk with the Lord, talk with the Lord, and how to fight your adversary. By love. Amen. By loving one another. If you ain't loving one another, you're going to be defeated. But, hey, it's going to be my first time just going through the book of Ephesians as a church. I don't know how long it's going to take, but we're going to go. We're going to start. We're going to start today. And just a little bit of introduction to the book of Ephesians. This is Paul's letter to the Ephesian church, and it's full of some wonderful revelations. Now, I don't know what Jim has in plan for you, but I just listened to one of his message series. He's talking about positioning for the miracles that he shared at Hope Church. And he got some revelations a few months ago back down at the beach. And then he found out the devil didn't like that, that he heard from God. Devil don't like you. See, people's not your enemy, but the devil is. Jesus didn't say bless the devil. He said bless your enemies, those that hate you and persecute you. He didn't say bless the devil. See, you bless the people, but you hate the devil. If you have any hatred, it's against the devil because he's evil. He don't like you. He hates you. And we don't like him either. And Jesus didn't like him. He cast him out. So the Ephesian, Paul wrote to the Ephesian church about some wonderful revelations about the believer's union with Christ found anywhere in the Scripture. Paul said that the truths that he was presenting in this letter were mysteries, not hidden from you, but hidden for you. Amen. For a specific time, the fullness of time, Jesus came. Okay, that's one mystery novel you don't want to just keep reading because you don't know what the mystery is. Jesus, the mystery is Christ in you, the hope of glory. That's the mystery of the gospel. He's in you. And he ain't going nowhere. He's not leaving you. Now, he's in you in your spirit. The Spirit of Christ dwells in you. And Paul included two prayers, the Ephesians 1, 15 through 23, which we're going to get into a little bit, and chapter 3, verses 14 through 21, in this letter, asking the Lord to grant the readers, say, wisdom. We need wisdom. Wisdom is the plan. Then you need to know how to plan. Works, knowledge. Wisdom and knowledge is two different things. Man can have a lot of wisdom, but if he don't have God's Spirit, he ain't going to amount to much. He might be the richest man in the world. But if you don't have Jesus, you're poor. Amen? Because he's the way to the Father. We're talking about, this is Father's Day. We have been given all the Godhead of the body dwells in us through Christ Jesus. We have the ability to know Jehovah in a way that since the fall we didn't have. It was stripped from us because of disobedience. Amen? But Jesus said, Jesus and the Father had a plan. Before you were even formed, that the devil wasn't going to win. The devil was defeated. The devil thought he won until Darius told us about that cross. That's our victory. So, Paul's going to, through this epistle, through this letter, the impersonal nature of this letter might be explained if Paul intended this letter to be circulated among other churches. Paul clearly stated that this was to be done with the letter to the Colossians and the letter to the Thessalonians. Therefore, there's some reason that this letter is nonspecific, with Ephesus being mentioned because it was the principal city from which Paul spent 3 years evangelizing. This could possibly make this letter the unknown letter to the Laodicea. This is hard for me to preach. Speech. Somebody help me. Laodiceans, mentioned in Colossians 4:16. The letter to the Colossians and this letter are remarkably similar with a few similarities. The overall message of Ephesians and Colossians are basically the same with some differences. This provides Paul with a good reason to have the Colossians and Ephesians share the letters with each other. The same message it's kind of like the gifts in the body. Evangelist, pastor, prophet, pastor, teacher. Same spirit, but different ministries. And they benefit the whole church. See, these letters that Paul was writing was going to had the same spirit and was going to benefit the church. Amen. Revelations that he had. The first three chapters of Ephesians deal with our position and calling in Christ. The last three chapters are practical and speak of our life in this world that demands a conduct inspired by this new calling of grace. To get where you're supposed to be, you got to know who you are in Christ. Because if you're not, hey, you ever been young, been out on the lake fishing? You got paddles, you got a buddy with you, you're going fishing, maybe catfishing, you're going to catfish all night long, because catfishing usually takes you all night long. Because the catfish usually wait till you fall asleep and they take your rod and it's done. Because they wait and you wait and you fall asleep. Next thing you know, you wake up and your rod's gone. Catfish is smarter than you. Amen. He knew what time you're going to fall asleep. Jesus won't let you. Jesus fall asleep in the boat. He still catch fish. He got the anointing on him. Where was I going with that story? Going catfishing. You get out into the boat. You got a calling on your life. If you get in a boat and your buddy goes to sleep and he was the one holding the paddles and he fell asleep, and you wake up and the paddles are gone, you're afloat. You're in a boat and you're afloat. You don't have no oars. You don't have no paddle. If you got a big boat, if a little boat's not too bad, you got a big boat, you're in trouble. You got to have something to get you where you're going, right? You got to have the oars. Without Christ, without you knowing Christ in you, you're not going to go nowhere. You're going to be defeated. You're like a boat sitting out there in the middle of the lake with no oars. Amen? You got to have Jesus. Man, He is our pilot. He's not our co-pilot. He's our captain. Amen? And He knows exactly where you need to be, where you need to go, and how to get there. So make sure Jesus is in your boat. Prelude to that. So the book of Ephesians, chapter 1. Let me pull up my... I want us to read Ephesians 1, 15 through 17. We're going to be in chapter 1. We're not going to make it anywhere in chapter 1 today. Paul says, "Wherefore, I also, after I heard of your faith in the Lord Jesus and love unto all the saints, I cease not to give thanks for you, making mention of you in my prayers." I'm going to be praying for you guys when I'm on that boat. When I'm receiving revelations, I'm going to be praying. Amen. For Word of Faith Worship Center. "That the God of our Lord Jesus Christ, the Father of glory, may give unto you the spirit of wisdom and revelation in the knowledge of Him." All right, now go back to Ephesians 1. And I'm going to get my Bible. What did I do with my Bible? Left it up here. Thank you, Jesus. Ephesians. I'm going to read it kind of fast, but we're coming back. Jesus Christ, Paul, an apostle of Jesus Christ by the will of God, to the saints who are in Ephesus and faithful in Christ, grace to you and peace from God our Father and the Lord Jesus Christ. And Jim, I do see you as an apostle of faith. In my heart, just one, you have been sent, I know, to teach faith in the Word of God. Principles of faith. Apostle is a sent one. "Grace to you and peace from God our Father and the Lord Jesus Christ. Blessed be the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, who has blessed us in every spiritual blessing in the heavenly places in Christ, just as He chose us in Him before the foundation of the world, that we should be holy and without blame before Him in love, having predestined us to the adoption as sons by Jesus Christ to Himself, according to the good pleasure of His will, to the praise of the glory of His grace, by which He made us accepted in the Beloved." You don't need to find your acceptance in nobody except Jesus. Amen? Yeah. You are accepted. Verse 7, "In Him we have redemption through His blood, the forgiveness of sins according to the riches of His grace, which He made to abound toward us in all wisdom and prudence, having made known to us the mystery of His will according to His good pleasure, which He purposed in Himself, that in the disposition of the fullness of times He might gather together in one all things in Christ, both which are in heaven and which are on the earth in Him." In Him also we have attained an inheritance, being predestined according to the purpose of Him who works all things according to the counsel of His will, that we who first trusted in Christ should be to the praise of His glory. In Him you also trusted after you heard the word of truth, the gospel of your salvation, in whom also, having believed, see, you got to hear and then you got to believe what you hear. Believe, you were sealed. Say sealed. Sealed. This is one of my happy places right here. I just get happy in this verse. You were sealed with the Holy Spirit of promise. You know, I was mowing the yard back here the other day, and I tell you what, God has just blessed us with now the thorns ain't too good, but these blackberries, they're just multiplying back here behind the church. I'm riding, stopping, picking me some, eating. I got 2 weeks, 2 Sundays I ain't going to be here, and them things, somebody have to be eating them blackberries because they're getting big back there. Jim's going to volunteer. He might come pick some of them. Don't you pick all of them now. Leave me some. But they come and they go so fast. So you got to pick them while they're there. Amen? But the reason I'm saying that, the Holy Spirit, He is our seal. Mom used to take those blackberries, pick them, and make blackberry jelly. And years ago, seal them. Boil them. I can see that old, what color is that? Black. Foam, just foaming up, and it get real sticky. I'd take me a spoon. I like to eat that. That top, it kind of foamed up to the top. But then she put them all in them little jars and pressure cook them. Then you start hearing some, hear them tops sealing. It's a good sound, it's a bad sound. It's a bad sound if you don't get to eat it because it's sealed until, you know, till mama says you can have some. But when Jesus, we got born again, received Jesus, the Holy Spirit sealed us. And the devil said, devil, you can't have none of them because we've been sealed. Now, you got to know that. Because the devil's a thief. He wants to get in there and get some of that good stuff out of you that God put in there. That's been sealed in you, in Christ Jesus. Don't let him in. See, you've been approved. You have a seal of approval by Jesus, and the devil can't touch that. Remember that song, Can't Touch This? Amen? That's if you don't will him to. So you've been sealed. You've got a promise. But you've got to know. You've got to know whose you are. That's your guarantee. 14 of our inheritance. We got inheritance sealed in that promise, in that born again, in that relationship with God the Father, until the redemption of the purchased possession to the praise of His glory. Verse 15, therefore, Paul says, I also, after I heard of your faith in the Lord Jesus and your love, see, here's the love for all the saints. If you truly love Jesus, you will be operating in love. Love has got to bubble to the top. He says, I do not cease to give thanks for you, making mention of you in my prayers, that the God of our Lord Jesus Christ, the Father of glory, may give to you the spirit of wisdom and revelation in the knowledge of Him. In the knowledge of Him. The eyes of your understanding being enlightened, that you may know what is the hope of your calling, what are the riches of the glory of His inheritance that is in you. Amen. God is invested in you. And what is the exceeding greatness of His power toward us who believe, according to the working of His mighty power, which He worked in Christ, when He raised Him from the dead and seated Him at His right hand in heavenly places, far above all principalities, powers, might, dominion, and every name, remember, that's named in heaven and in earth, not only in this age, but in the age to come. And He has put all things under His feet and has given Him to be head over all things to the church, which is His body, that's you, the fullness of Him who fills all in all. Jesus is not satisfied until everybody has been called, comes home. Because He wants us to be filled with His knowledge. Amen? Everybody that God's called, Jesus wants them to answer the call. He wants us all. He wants us all home. So today, as I was reading that, And I heard this, and I'm like, that sounds kind of funny, but that's okay. Verse 17. I'm going to read that again. Paul says, I cease not to give thanks for you, making mention of you in my prayers, that the God of our Lord Jesus Christ, the Father of glory, may give unto you the spirit of wisdom and revelation in the knowledge of Him. What a wonderful Father's Day gift. Now, Mother's Day, guys, I blessed the mothers, got flowers and stuff. But Father's Day, I just couldn't. It's like, what do I bring the fathers? I thought about pens and things, you know, those little things, little gifts we get around the house, you know, little fix-it tools. But we're kind of like, I'm like, the Lord said, just give them me. Just give them me. What a wonderful Father's Day gift from the Word of God. The glory. Father of glory. See, Daddy didn't help me much. Daddy was alcoholic. Daddy was possessed by the devil. But I don't know Daddy's background. Daddy wasn't there for me, but Daddy God never left me. And when I got born again, He spoke to me through Proverbs. Every time He said, my son, He was building, and I've shared this before, He was building a relationship with me. My son, attend to my word. Those many years that my dad never was there to say, son, just talk to me, just build a relationship so I can get to know my daddy here on earth. God built that relationship. He saw where I lacked, and He came in there, and He was chasing me all those years. He was trying to get to me, trying to build that relationship. But I wasn't around people that knew God. Amen? Around churches that knew God. I had a bad revelation of who God was. I thought God was allowing all this. You know, I just didn't know. But now I do. And I want to tell you about God. I want to tell you about my Father. We sang about it. He's a good, good Father. Amen? Amen. Don't let the world dictate to you who God is. Let Jesus tell you. Amen. Jesus showed us who the Father is.
That's right.
So show and tell. I think I did a message one day. Show and tell. When Jesus shows you the Father, tell people about Him. He's had a bad rap long enough. Time we tell the good stuff. Amen. That's all there is to tell. This is the day. So what a wonderful Father's Day gift. A gift from the Word of God. Now, if you listen today, you're going to get something that I didn't even know. It's a mystery, but not to you. Because when I share something, I'm going to say something. I believe the Holy Ghost is going to cause an anointing to come into your ears. That it's going to minister to you, minister life to you. There can be one message shared at this church with 20 people, and 20 different people leave with different messages of hope. That's how God works. He ministers to each one of us individually. Amen? Darius can leave here with a song for next Sunday, or the Sunday after, or the Sunday after. That's going to bless somebody that's going to be here 2 weeks down the road, if we'll just listen. If we'll just listen. What we hear today can change somebody's tomorrow for the better. Amen? That's what God's looking for. Kidneys to be better. He wants them whole. Better is getting closer to whole.
Amen.
I spoke life to kidneys. You guys were in agreement. We're speaking life to kidneys. To somebody that hadn't really heard about the wonderful working power of God. But He says, yes, Lord. I want you to be my healer. He is. Amen. He is. Just blow the doctor's minds. I can't understand this. I know. It's a mystery. But not to me. I found Jesus. Amen. It's not a mystery once you find Jesus. To the doctors, if they don't know Jesus, to the medical world, when miracles happen, they just can't understand it. They don't have the wisdom of God. But if they do, they say, this has got to be a miracle. Yes, sir. Amen. That's what we believe. We believe the Word of God. A gift of wisdom and revelation in the knowledge of Him. I believe as we go through the book of Ephesians, we're just going to get a deeper revelation of who our Father is. Through Jesus, through the Word, through the Holy Ghost. Amen. Areas that we haven't seen of Him before. Verse 2. Ephesians 1, verse 2. To the saints who are in Ephesus and faithful in you, verse 1, in Christ Jesus, grace to you and peace. Grace to you and peace. Grace and peace come from knowing God the Father. Grace, that's mighty working power. And peace. You ain't got to do nothing for it. Just believe. Grace, mighty working power. Need that mountain moved? Grace. Speak grace to that mountain. In other words, there's a promise there in the Word of God. Grace, that gives you the power. Dunamis, get the dynamite. It goes past dunamis. God's power, God's Word. But you got to put it in that situation. So you got to take that stick of dynamite and you got to put it in the hole. And then you got to run, say, whatever they used to say before it blows. Fire in the hole or something. I don't know. Bluey. Got to light the fuse. Got to light the fuse. Got to have the match. Got to have your lighter. Amen? Jesus has lit your fire. He lit your candle when you got born again. Spirit of man. born again. You on fire. You ready to blow up somewhere. Blow some devils up. Remember bringing in the coyote and the roadrunner. Beep, beep. Get out of my way, devil. Beep, beep. I'm going to run you over in Jesus' name. See, you got to have your, you know, when he comes trying to mess you up, a snare, a trap, you got the wisdom of God. You've been with God. You got some revelation. You know the end of the track is running out, but the coyote don't. He's just, all he can see is he's going to defeat you. All he can see is your past, all that condemnation. But you don't know, he don't know the end of the track's up ahead. And then he falls. Plooey. See, the devil, he's not dead. He can't be dead, but he can't win over a Christian. Amen. If that Christian knows who they are. See, he's going to forever burn. But see, he's the guy, he's ruling in this earth right now until you get your sword out and keep it out. Amen. Where was we at? Grace and peace. Grace is the power of God. And then the peace is Jesus paid the price. The peace is Jesus bought my redemption. I have peace. Because if I got to buy it, I don't have enough money in the bank. There's not enough money in the bank that can buy your salvation. Only the blood of Jesus. Not the blood of bulls and goats. That's all we would have to give would be bulls and goats. What came out of the earth. Jesus didn't come from earth. He came from heaven. Nothing on earth could satisfy the Father's that atonement. It had to come from heaven. Because there's no evil in heaven. There's no sin in heaven. There's no sickness in heaven. There's no fear in heaven. See, Jesus came from heaven and became a man. Full of God. But man. He is the image of God. He is the second Adam. He is the Son of God. Adam was the first son. Lost his position. Position. Until Jesus came. Filled it. He came. That's his position. Jesus came. He left his deity. He left that position and came and humbled himself. Came in to Mary's womb after he had authority to from her. Be it unto me. All the prayers that were prayed. We got some Ephesian prayers to get to pray now, right? All those Old Testament prophecies. Mary said, had a good news. Good angel bringing her good news. What did that angel say? Mary, favored of God. You great and mighty woman like Gideon. Highly favored. Spoke blessing to Mary. Mary said, and gave her that message. That you're going to have the Messiah. Holy child. Said, be it unto me according to your word. Be it unto me. All that grace came into Mary. Highly favored. What was it? Was Elizabeth said? Full of grace. She was full of grace. But Mary was still a sinner. She still had sin in her body. She had to confess Jesus as her Lord and her Savior. Ain't that awesome? See, some people, religion would tell you that, you know, God can't use a dirty vessel. This is the only vessel he's got. That's religion. That keeps you away from God. God will use you as much as you'll let him use you. Amen? He doesn't have to clean you up to use you. Because he'd never be done. It's always something. There's always a dirty spot on the windshield. Amen? I don't care how much you go through AutoBell. You leave, you're going to hit a bug. You get it real good and shiny. You go park underneath the tree, there's going to be some droppings on that car. It don't matter how clean you clean yourself up. You never can get to perfection without Jesus. So it don't matter how messed up you were. Jesus is what makes the difference. Amen? And he's not looking at all your mess. He's not looking at all your junk. He's looking at your faith in his grace. This is what we're going to learn through Ephesians. Who you are in Christ Jesus. See, the devil says you all washed up. You just turn around and show him the backside of your t-shirt. I walk by faith, turn around, not by sight. That'd be a good t-shirt right there. I walk by faith and then have on the back, not by sight. See, I can't see back here, can I? I can't see back here. The devil does. He says, he don't want you walking by faith. He wants you to turn around and walk by sight. So you never get to where you're supposed to go. I think somebody made a note there. The devil don't want you to see where you're supposed to go. He wants you to see where you are and where you've been, not where you're supposed to be. Amen? Because he knows if you get where you're supposed to be, the devil's losing. It's like a tug of war and he's losing. Big time. He's losing. He's a loser. And he wants us to be losers. Tough. I was born to win when I got born again. Amen. When I got born again, I was born to win. Because when Paul said, I better just trying to get to the end somewhere, ain't we? Verse 2, we see that grace and peace comes from this knowledge of knowing God. Not knowing what Cecil knows about God, knowing about Him, knowing Him. Not knowing what Cecil knows about God, but knowing what I believe. I want that to be, I want God to be that to me. See, you got to make it personal. Somebody says, you got to make it personal to you. So it's good to hear what somebody says about God if it's good, but then make it, I want God to be that good to me in my life. He will. If you ask Him, if you invite Him. Amen. And He'll show up and He'll do great mighty things in your life. Exceedingly, abundantly, above all that you can ask or think. According to the power that works in you. Amen. What's that song there? Don't let the devil blow it out. This little light of mine, I'm going to let it shine. See, you got to let it shine. Don't let the devil blow it out. See, the devil's trying to blow your light out. How's he blow it out? By fear, depression, words, doubt, discouragement. He's trying to blow your light out. But see, we got the wind of the Holy Ghost. On the day of Pentecost, He came in as a sound of a mighty rushing wind. He didn't blow the fire out. He fired us up. Amen. That's God's wind. He'll flame you. He'll make the fire burn brighter. Jesus will make the fire burn brighter. The wind of the Holy Ghost. Y'all feeling that? I ain't talking about that. This wind I'm blowing on there. I'm talking about the wind of the Holy Ghost is blowing. See, in heaven, there's always a wind blowing. The Holy Ghost is always moving. Amen. Ready to create miracles, to open up blind eyes, to bring the image back to man to where they're supposed to be. Full of grace and peace. Amen. Never knowing darkness, never knowing evil. Amen. Just destroying evil. That's why Jesus hated evil so much, because it never was a part of God's plan. Never was. And Jesus came to put the mark back on. This is God's plan. This is God's property. This is God's earth. Amen. Never was designed or built for the devil. He's a spirit being. The heavens were built for the devil, not for the devil, but for Lucifer. They had their realm. They had their heavenly realm. And he had rule over it. He had angels underneath him. Lucifer. But he wanted our realm. God said, that's Adam. He didn't call him an angelo. He called him Adam. Adam. He wasn't an angel. He was a species, a God-man in the earth. God's image in a flesh body on the earth. Adam wasn't flying around with wings. He didn't have wings. Amen. He was walking, talking with God. Lucifer had something to do. He was over the praise and worship team in heaven. He was there to minister to us. Probably teach us how to sing to God. And he decided, nah, I want the earth too. God said, you can't have that. I gave that to Adam. This is the devil's thinking. Lucifer's thinking, well, I'll just go down here and I'll get it by deception. And then God kicked Lucifer out of his kingdom. Amen. He fell out of his heavenly realm down to earth's realm. Amen. But then Jesus came back because he was tired of us getting kicked around. He was tired of the human race getting kicked around. Jesus said, I'm coming back. I'm coming and I'm coming back. Amen. There's going to be a time we're going to get to come. We're going to get to rule and reign with Jesus. Amen. A true kingdom. He's going to show us. He's going to show us how to rule and reign. That was verse 2. Verse 3. I'll share that. I want to share this with you too. Verse 3. Verse 2 said, grace to you and peace from God, our Father, and the Lord Jesus Christ. There's two in agreement. And verse 3 said, blessed be the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, who has, past tense, blessed us with every spiritual blessing in heavenly places in Christ Jesus. We have been given all spiritual blessings in Christ Jesus. That's verse 3. Verse 3. The phrase, who hath blessed us, is, and it's hard for me to pronounce it, is in the aorist tense. In other words, This means that there's a point in the past when all these blessings were obtained and given to us. Were obtained and given to us. Paul was describing what is already ours. This is the mystery. It's already yours, Cecil. These are not blessings to be sought after, but rather blessings to be discovered and enjoyed. The Father has given us all things richly to enjoy. That was in the beginning. God hasn't changed. He still wants us to enjoy this earth. Amen? Everything that's on the earth. I was eating them blackberries. You know what I said after I ate a few and I got stuck? Because I was in there trying to get them some big ones. And there's some big thorns on those things, Frankie. Well, I had to trim some of them things back again. They're growing. They're reaching out. Because I said I like blackberries. I said blackberries, they're growing on a thorny vine. That's the curse. I got to thinking. I said, thank you, Jesus. One day I'm going to eat blackberries and I'm not going to get stuck anymore. I'm not going to have to give blood to get blackberries. It's like I was giving blood to get blackberries. Getting stuck. Because see, the thorn's the curse. God never put thorns on those things. On roses, anything there's a thorn, that's the curse in the earth. Amen. So when you get to heaven, or Jesus is coming back, we're getting a new earth. New earth has blackberries, they don't have no thorns. I go run barefooted through the woods, don't get nothing stuck in my feet. You got to know that story up there, right? Nothing gets stuck in my feet. I go swimming in a lake, I won't have no squishy mud in between my toes. I don't know, there might still be mud in the toes. But there'll be no, in the lakes, you got people drinking beer and throwing bottles in the lake, and I always get my feet cut getting in the lake. I ain't been lake in years, but I always, it seems like I always come out of there getting stuck with something because you can't see what's on the ground underneath that stuff. That's a good example of sin. You can't see it, but it's there. You can't see a sin, but you get out of God's kingdom, you get out of His covenant, and they're saying the devil's out there wanting to cut you, tear you up, destroy you. God says, can't happen. Got you sealed. If you walk with Him, get to know Him and His Spirit, we won't go places. I thank God, Ruthie, she sent me a text. I had my phone on vibrate, but I told her, come on, she's got work today. But I said, get up. I'm going to church early. You come on ahead. Come on. And she sent me a text that her alarm didn't go off. And I hate to ride up there and just be there 30 minutes, Dad, and I got to leave. So Ruthie didn't make it. Where was I going with that? There was something on that there. What was I talking about? I was talking about the thorn and the curse. But anyway, she sent me that message. I saw it later. She had a purpose. She wanted to be here, but something got in her way. She might have thought she hit the alarm, and she didn't. I'd say the flesh got in the way. Amen? But she's still blessed. I know where I was going with that. She went to the graduation speech with her friends. The wisdom of God, the mystery of God, the love of God is in her, revealed to her. We got a call about Tuesday, so her and about three other friends, they're coming home because they didn't like the next group of girls that came and stayed. They all got this place and they all put in some money, divvied out the money so it don't cost a whole lot. But she didn't like the other group of girls. There was some fighting, some things. She said, we coming home. That's the love of God. See, that's the wisdom. Her knowing God and making a wise decision. Yeah. We're coming home. Lost some money, but I claimed that money back to her in Jesus' name because, see, she made a wise choice. Mm-hmm. You know, because the Bible says that...
Right friends.
Amen? Well, the Bible tells us that evil communication corrupts good manners.
Companions.
Evil companions. Yes, yeah, so see, the Bible says to flee even the appearance of evil. Get out of there. Now, I ain't talking about being a testimony, being a witness, but when it's trying to bring destruction in your life, run from it. Amen? So I thank God for the Word of God. Right there, Ruthie, knowing who she is in Christ. This ain't who I am. This ain't a picture I want in my life. Amen? I wouldn't have done that years ago because I wasn't serving Christ. I'd have been tempted. I would have been sucked in by that temptation, stayed there and probably been in trouble, maybe been in jail. God's mercy kept me out of jail many, many times. Many, many stories I could just plug in right there of what the devil tried to take me out. Now, I've heard a few of those stories. I got lots of them. I'm saving them up until the Lord says, okay, tell that one. Amen. We'll be here a long time. All right. That's who you are. You don't have to go looking for these blessings. You just got to receive them. Be ready to receive them. Amen. They're supposed to be chasing you. You're not supposed to be chasing them. You're supposed to be chasing Jesus. Because, see, the blessing is in Him. He is the blessing. Paul was describing that was already ours in verse 3. These are not blessings to be sought after, but rather blessings to be discovered and enjoyed. We who have put our faith in Christ are not headed to victory. We're coming from victory. Amen. This is a victory that overcomes the world, even our faith. How do you get faith? Faith cometh by hearing the Word. What if you ain't hearing the Word? Faith goeth. I want faith coming. I don't want faith going. I want it coming to me. Amen. Coming to me. Faith coming to me. But you got to hear faith. Now, you can hear faith in church, and you can hear faith at home. You can hear faith on the radio if it's coming from the right channel. Word of Faith Radio is a good place to hear it. That's on internet radio. I remember just thinking about Dad. I was just telling Jesus today. I was saying, Lord, I was just thinking about my Father's Day. I said, Dad, if you're in heaven, I'm wishing you a happy Father's Day. I'm hoping you made that decision. Because, see, that's the only determining factor that determines whether I'll see my dad, my earthly dad again, was whether he asked Jesus to be his Lord and Savior. See, he never made that witness to me, but he don't have to. He's not here to please me. He's here to please God. If he made that confession while he was leaving this, while he was having a heart attack, hey, he's in heaven. Because with a pure heart, you call on the name of the Lord, you shall be saved. It didn't say you got to do all these things to get saved. It says when you call upon the name of the Lord from your heart, you shall be saved. Amen. So whether you're the first or the last, just get saved. Whether you're the first one to get saved or the last one to get saved before Jesus comes again, get saved. That's the main thing. What's the topic of that sentence? Be saved. Be saved from what? Be saved from this world, from destruction, from hell's fire. Amen. There's a heaven, there's a hell. Two choices God set before man. Life and death. Blessing and cursing. Choose life. It's the best choice I ever made. Amen? Was to choose life. But folks, as saints, we got to choose that every day. Yeah. You choose Jesus one time. As far as you don't have to ask Him to be your Savior or Lord, but one time. But you need to serve Him every day. Amen? Serve Him every day. I became a father 24 years ago. I'm a father every day. I got four kids. I'm a father every day. It happened four times throughout those years. I don't have to go through that process again. I am now a father. Amen. Jesus died once for the sins of mankind. Once. For eternal salvation. He did it once. If you call upon Jesus, go to the Father in the name of Jesus, you do it one time. Amen. Don't go begging and pleading, asking God to get born again. You are saved. Now, get to know Him. Get to know Him. In other words, when you go on a cruise, when you go on vacation, when you go to work, talk to Him. Lord, I need some help. I need some wisdom here. I need to know. I need to understand this. And He'll reveal things to you that you've never been, that you've never even went to school for. Right, Larry? Didn't have to go to school for. But don't think you're going to get that answer every time, right? He's not going to take your test for you and give you all the answers. Now, if you studied, He'll help you remember. He'll help you remember. The Holy Spirit is there to bring back to your remembrance, not to put it in there. Amen. That's what we do, is we take the Word in like a sponge. Take it in, take it in. You know, this morning with Kelsey being at work, I had to go back there and I had to get into the little sound box and I had to pray. It's a good time to pray. See, I'm learning some things, but I say, okay, now's the time to pray. Lord, bring back to my remembrance. Refresh me now. Which buttons do what? All right? So, and it worked okay. All right? So, what's God called us to do? What's He calling you to do today, tomorrow, next week? Get to know Him. Spend some time with Him, and He'll show you. Amen? He'll show you. And I know, Jim, you had asked me, I think, last Sunday, kind of talked about as far as that walk of faith, that step of faith that Wanda took that day toward the piano. In other words, Wanda doesn't have to do nothing to receive her healing from Jesus other than believe. Now, the piano was a point of contact that you love to play. You love to play the piano. That's something God's put on the inside of you. So He knows those little things that can get us just moving toward that faith. that I am healed. And Jesus said, go up there and play the piano because you're healed. See, because sometimes we'll be thinking, well, if I can't walk, I don't have the strength to get there. See, that's where we set our faith like a flint. Jesus had to go to Jerusalem. Jesus said, play the piano. You are healed. Amen. So it's just, she's not doing nothing to receive her healing. She's just believing God and walking by faith. I love to play the piano. And she's got authority. She can play the piano anytime you're in this church. Amen. Because it doesn't have it might have Yamaha already. I don't know. It doesn't mean it's only Yamahas can play it. That's the model. But we need somebody that has that gift. Amen. That can just get up there and just worship the Lord. Amen. Just worship the Lord. Thank you, Jesus. I don't think there's no conclusion to today's message because it's a series. Amen.
It's six chapters.
Six, six chapters.
A little boy was playing in his mother, softly said, come to mommy, darling, please do not cry. Daddy's gone to heaven, way up in the sky. How far is heaven? When can I go to see my daddy? He's there, I know. How far is heaven? Let's go tonight to see my daddy, to hold him tight.
Praise the Lord. Look at there.